On today's episode of There'll Be Crossbows, James embarrasses himself at a party for mistaking the country of Turkmenistan with the country of Tajikistan. John embarrasses himself at a party for mistaking a sea lion with a lion seal. And they both embarrass themselves at a party for mistaking a Bible discussion group for a party. All this and more on There Will Be Crossbows, the podcast that helped end the Cold War.
And the beastly horde approached the castle gates as a ruinous multitude of malice, but the king was prepared. For the blue wizard had warned him. There will be danger, and there will be crossbows.
Hi there, it's John, host of the There Will Be Crossbows podcast. I've gotten a lot of letters from you this past week thanking me for the comedy that we put forth on this podcast. I would like to clear something up. This is actually not a comedy podcast. This is a hard-hitting political commentary podcast. I apologize if any of you have ever laughed at anything that you have heard on this podcast before. But it's just not the case that we're meaning for that to happen. If things in the world are funny and we point them out and our commentary happens to be funny, that's just because that's the way the world is. So now that that is all cleared up, I would like to go forward and do some hard-hitting political analysis with our co-host, James. Let's give him a call. Hello, James. It's John. Hey, Are you under a whole bunch of snow right now?
I wouldn't say a whole bunch. How much is a whole bunch?
I guess that's a good question. It depends on where you are, I suppose. Like here we have zero snow. So a whole bunch might be like 2 inches.
Yeah, no, I mean, being in Chicago where snowfall can get up to, 3 feet within an hour of a heavy blizzard, I wouldn't say I'm under a lot of snow right now. I'm under a considerable amount of snow, but pretty minor for my climate.
Now, see, I always thought that snow in Chicago, basically, you had it all year long. Like, you're far enough north that the snow never really melts.
Yeah, that's more or less true. But you still have the normal seasons, but snow is always a factor. So even in the summer, yeah, you can be on the beach swimming in Lake Michigan 1 second, and then all of a sudden a blizzard starts, and you have to quickly run into your house and wait for the lake to freeze over so you can grab your ice skates and go back out and do a little, few laps on the lake. So yeah, it changes rapidly, and snow always is going to come in when you least expect it.
That does not sound appealing to me at all.
Oh, do you not like snow?
I like snow. Like, if it's going to be cold, I would rather there go ahead and be some snow also. At least then you have something pretty to look at. But I also enjoy like spending time outside and not wanting to die.
I feel more like I want to die outside when it's too hot than too cold. So maybe I'm in a good climate for myself. You know, I lived in California, as you know. Last time I did this show, I was in the Bay Area. And it never changes. The weather never changes over there. I think we even talked about that in one of the first episodes of There Will Be Crossbows, about how the weather never changes in California. But I actually prefer having harsher seasons and actually getting a different, getting to experience something different throughout the year. It's just a shame in Chicago that the snow always creeps in. I was having a picnic with a couple of friends, nice summer day. It was nice and warm. And I just looked away for a second. And when I look back, snow had swept through their half of the picnic blanket, frozen them both solid. They both died. And on my side of the blanket, it was still totally warm. We finished the picnic and went on with our day and left our friends' frozen corpses in the park. People just think, oh, global warming, things are getting warmer. No. Split-second, extremely locally specific snowstorms are now a thing.
And I think it's going to get worse because it's not like anybody is doing anything to make climate change better. One person cannot affect global events. It has to be the big companies that constantly pollute and put things into the atmosphere. And those companies aren't doing anything because there's no money in it.
I just saw a meme about 6 different types of Amazon packaging and how you can recycle each one and which ones aren't recyclable. And so now I know what to do with my Amazon recycling. So I think we're going to be okay because I buy a lot of stuff from Amazon. So pretty sure climate change will, you know, taper down here in a minute.
You know, I'm looking out my window right now, just out this way. And this is something that has sprung up in the past year. There is actually a giant landfill that is exclusively Amazon packaging out there. Like, I look out and I see nothing but Amazon logos.
Oh, yeah. We have one of those too. Yeah, what used to be Lincoln Park Zoo is now Amazon landfill number 70 in Chicago. They just kept all the animals in it too, which I thought was especially cruel. All of our systems only have one purpose, which is to create extreme wealth within a small fractional percent of the population. But then the part that, you know, you have to trust is that those extremely wealthy people are then going to use their wealth to help all of the rest of us. And so, you know, it's been 50 years, but I think that's going to kick in any minute here where we start to see the effects of that.
What I would really like is I would like to be one of those small percentage of people. I need to figure out how to make that happen.
It can happen to anyone. That's the American dream. There are no invisible barriers, you know, making it harder for other people to achieve it than others. That's what I've learned by watching the TV. Have you tried pulling yourself up by your bootstraps?
James, I don't even own boots. So I guess I need to just go across the street and root through the Amazon landfill there. Maybe there's a pair of boots somebody didn't unpack.
Yeah, you can have some good finds, especially in the former Lincoln Park Zoo. Usually you have to pry a, you know, sloth carcass off of something, but you can find some cool products that people have tried to return in there.
I would absolutely root through a sloth carcass or the carcass of any animal for a product that I needed. And I think Amazon counts on you to do that.
Again, that's just, you know, the American way. Other living creatures, if they wanted to have, you know, a good quality of life, should have been humans that were born into extreme wealth. If one sloth has to die every time I order a product on Amazon, I'm all right with that.
I just assume every time that I purchase anything from Amazon, as soon as I click, that is essentially the death sentence for some animal out there. So I keep that in mind. I'm like, okay, do I really want to order this? Because I am absolutely 100% causing the death of something or someone right now.
I imagine there's a whole section in the Amazon warehouse where some suit is just standing there with a handgun, and there's this long line, single file, of this adorable menagerie of just the sweetest, fluffiest animals on the planet. And every time a little blinking light comes on that somebody's bought a product, he takes the next one in line, caps it in the head, and throws it in the Amazon landfill. Somebody bought a PlayStation 5. Come here, little chimpanzee. It's your turn next.
Went straight for the chimpanzee, did you?
He was next in line. It's only fair.
It's time for another segment of Crossbow University, and let me just say, if I find the person who vandalized our big sign out front of the gates to make it say Crossbow University, I will beat the shit out of you. All right, today we have a very average guest. This is some dumb kid who doesn't realize Santa isn't real. What an idiot. He's almost 10 years old, still believes in that red motherfucker. All right, whatever. Let's talk to him and figure out what's going on. Hey, Billy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for asking me to be on your show. I've never heard of it. My dad says they have swears on here.
So, kid, I hear you believe in Santa Claus. Tell us about him.
Yeah, Santa Claus is my dad. He doesn't work very hard. Most of the time, he says his job is just to watch elves all day. He works only really hard, like one day a year, but he works like real. He has to take like a whole bunch of like energy drinks on that one day.
Sounds pretty cool. But like, you know, it would be virtually impossible for like him to go around to every single house and give everybody their presents, right? How would that even work?
Everybody asks that. I don't want to talk about my dad's work. Okay, fine. My father has access to a quantum singularity, and once you have access to that kind of power, all kinds of seemingly impossible technological feats all of a sudden are within our reach, such as the slowing down of time for brief periods. There's a reason he only does this one day a year. That's all we've got the power to do.
I hadn't thought of that. I guess that makes a lot of sense. But okay, what? He's an old man, right? So is he supposed to be immortal or something?
Everyone asks this. Yes, okay. Dad was rewarded with immortality because of his good deeds during his first bit of life back in the Middle Ages, so now he gets to live forever and help all the children all the time. I thought this was all settled. I thought this was common knowledge.
So you're telling me you really believe that a bunch of elves in a workshop in the North Pole have made everything under your Christmas tree?
Elves is just their working title. You know, like the Space Force people are guardians, but they're not like really guardians of the galaxy. Just like that, not all of the people working at the North Pole are actually elves. I mean, some of them are like elves racially, and then some of them are elves by title only.
Oh yeah, no, that's... Huh. So I'm just gonna come clean, kid. I mean, Santa's not real. I mean, it's just been Mom and Dad the whole time, right?
Well, I mean, for me, it's my dad. For the rest of you, it's also my dad.
Gosh, I don't know what to say. I can't believe I ever doubted him. I can't wait for Christmas now. I can't wait to see what Santa's gonna bring us. I'm gonna leave him out something really special this year. Hey, thanks, kid. For the first time in a long time, I really feel the spirit of Christmas.
That's what I do best, is make sure everyone understands Christmas. Merry Christmas, I guess. Who am I kidding? I love it too. Merry Christmas.
I'm sending you healing energy.
No, Doc, I don't think you understand. There's a propeller blade in my rib cage. I'm bleeding. It's extremely painful.
The best cure for injuries is thoughts and prayers and positive vibes.
Look, I was expecting this kind of thing from my idiot Aunt Sally, but like...
Oh yes, I know your Aunt Sally. I supply her with all of her crystals.
Ah, Jesus Christ, I came to the homeopathic emergency room.
How on earth did you get a propeller stuck through you in the first place?
I was going on a fishing trip. I was taking the motorboat out on the lake, and then I went down to fix the propeller, and I slipped off the boat, impaled myself through the, you know, rib cage here, and luckily was able to detach the propeller blade before I drown. And then, you know, even though the thing's heavy as hell, I climbed out of the water, and I climbed on my hands and knees about 16 miles with this thing deep in my chest to the first hospital I could find.
See, we call that karma, because that is the universe repaying you for your intention to murder fish.
What kind of hippie bullshit is that? I'm not going to make it out of here alive, am I?
Alive is a state of mind. Here, I've got an essential oil for you that I think will fix this right up.
All right, fine. Is this at least going to be cheaper than the real hospital?
Oh, no.
Jeff Bezos here. I am the CEO and founder of Amazon.com. I would like to take issue with the fact that people are talking about these landfills filled with Amazon packaging and the murders of innocent animals. I would like to tell you that none of that has been proven. And if you think you've seen it with your own eyes, well then maybe I have a $300 bill with your name on it. What do you think? $300, and maybe you just forget those things you saw. Jeff Bezos will make everything go away for $300.
All right, and welcome back to Miss South Bend 2020. It is time for the talent section, so one by one, I want all you lovely ladies to come up to the runway and tell us what you're going to do for your talent.
Dirk, this is going to be torture for everyone involved.
I can speak for all of us when I say we all hate this. We don't give a shit what they do for their talent.
I'm here for one reason and one reason only, and that is to visually objectify human females.
That's right. If I had my way, they wouldn't even be allowed to talk. Because that's how sexist I am, which is what makes me perfect for this institution, which relies on a whole lot of misogyny.
Sorry, guys, are you going to keep talking or can I do my talent? Because I've been waiting on the runway for like a minute now.
You just stand there while we look at you.
Actually, that's funny you should say that, because my talent is not letting sexist men objectify me and shutting down misogyny. So for my talent, I am going to be putting on a jacket and walking off this stage and protesting outside the building.
I don't think you understand who holds the power in this situation.
Men. All men matter.
Not a thing. Here's the deal, though. Miss South Bend wins like $6,000 for this competition. I just set up a GoFundMe while you guys were like being gross and sexist down there. A bunch of, you know, decent people on the internet donated about $75,000 just in the last few minutes. So I'm going to get a full ride scholarship for college just for standing up to you assholes. So that's my talent.
All of the contestants here, we've all decided we're just going to do that. We're going to follow her lead. So if you don't mind, I'm going to go outside and recite George Bernard Shaw for people who will actually appreciate it.
The hell, they're all leaving. You guys can't all leave. Who are we going to look at?
Dirk, I'm not sure what to do in this situation. I've never been challenged before.
Why is the world out to get us like this?
It makes me angry.
Maybe we have been a bit terrible. Maybe we should rethink our entire patriarchal system that led us to this moment. No, I'm just kidding. Let's go to Hooters.
I read that article in the Wall Street Journal from that pathetic excuse for a man. In it, he tells Dr. Biden not to use her title because she doesn't practice medicine. I take offense to this raging misogynist, even more so because of my own degree. I studied 6 long years, gave my blood, sweat, and tears to obtain a doctorate in history. I guess that's when last night, when I was on that flight, I went and got myself in over my head. The guy was bleeding out, heard the attendant shout, "Is there a doctor on board this plane?" I stood up immediately and cried, "Yes, man, that's me. I'm as much of a doctor as anyone else." She said, "Then help this guy. He's clearly about to die." At that point, it was far too late to back down. I ran over to the man, tried to think of a plan. He had somehow impaled his throat with a fork. Blood was spraying everywhere. All I could do was stare. I knew that he had just a few seconds to live. So there we were. What happened next was a blur. But against all odds, I saved that guy's life. His thanks was profuse. Now how could I refuse when he offered me a job at his hospital? That's how I fell in, much to my chagrin, to a job as the new chief of surgery. I should have come clean, but it would cause a scene, so I decided I'd just give this thing a whirl.
Now I'm curing people with the power of history. An unusual way to use my PhD. I shattered a kidney stone with the lecture on the Boer Wars. I don't know how it works, but I'll tell you about the Gulf Shores. Most people couldn't make this work. I'm making my colleagues go berserk. Degrees represent work and dedication and becoming an expert in a particular field. You can be called doctor and not be medical. It's a different application of the word. Curing angina with the history of the Carolinas is just freaking absurd. I don't know how my degree has gotten this great job for me. It's out of my realm of expertise. So I went up to see this guy who had hired me. He was doing an interview on the TV, trying to shift the blame for saying doctors are the same. It began to dawn upon me. This was the same guy who'd been writing all about Dr. Biden. CNN raked him over the coals. From recent historical perspective, let's take the time to be introspective. That these silly arguments are what's in store when the president is not an attention whore. Cannot wait for 2021 and national stability. Shout out to President-elect Joe Biden and Dr. Biden, wherever you are.
It's time for
Questions and Answers.
Jason writes in to There'll Be Crossbows and asks,
does this podcast prefer the Gottman method or the Bowen family systems theory? towards the goals of conflict management and recognizing internalized negative self-perceptions?
You know, when I started this podcast with John, I knew this question would someday come. Not this particular question. I have no idea what this fucking question means. But the time would come where I have to pretend like I know what I'm talking about, when in fact, I have no idea. So I'm just going to practice that and give this a whirl. Jason, we prefer the Gottman method because we feel as though it recognizes internalized negative self-perceptions very well, comparatively to the Bowen family systems theory. And that really helps us in terms of the conflict management that we have to do. Whew, yeah, nailed it.
Questions and answers.
Today's episode of There Will Be Crossbows brought to you by the 47th Annual Misconception Pageant, live on Fox.
2 years ago, conservative women decided that they needed a pageant that wasn't broadcast on the corrupt mainstream media. That was the first annual misconception pageant for conservatives. And in the last 2 years, we've now had 45 more annual misconception pageants. Join us tomorrow night for the 46th. Women will be judged on 4 categories: patriotic swimsuits, Bible study, gun-toting, and lib-owning. The top 3 contestants with platinum blonde hair, snow-white skin, and an uncomfortably forced smile will compete for the crown by delivering passionate conspiracy theories about how exactly the dim-witted Dems stole the election. Join us tomorrow night for the 46th Annual Misconception Pageant on the only network that values the truth over facts, scientific data, or empathy. It all starts on Fox.
I was thinking of driving to the edge of the world this morning.
Let's do it. Let's drive to the edge of the world. Oh, man, that's going to be so cool. I wonder if, like, water spills out and you see, like, octopuses and things. Maybe we could be the first people to take a picture of the edge of the world.
Why has nobody taken a picture before? That seems real dumb. People are dumb.
Yeah, why are people so dumb? Let's get in a boat. And I don't know, how long is it going to take us? 20, 30 minutes?
It can't be more than that.
76 days later.
This ocean is bigger than I thought it would be.
Did we make it all the way back to Fort Lauderdale? Look, we messed something up. We're going to have to go back. We didn't get that picture of the edge of the world. All right, well, let's turn this thing around. Edge of the world, here we come.
This episode of There'll Be Crossbows is brought to you by The Numberless Calendar.
When you're in the pen, every day feels the same. Same routine, same faces, same scenery. It's part of the deal. You know when you commit crimes, this is what you're gonna get. You know what makes it worse? Calendars telling you how long you've been here. That's why I invented The Numberless Calendar. It's a picture, and then below it is an empty grid. What day is it? Who the fuck knows? And it doesn't matter. You're here for life anyway, numbnuts. At least you got a pretty picture to look at, and you don't have to worry about the drudgery of day-to-day life. Bye-bye, monotony. Now we got the numberless calendar. Available now for only half a pack of cigarettes. We do not accept Durals.
It's time for an Amazon product review. This week, James sent me something called dehydrated water. Dehydrated water comes in a steel can and it is split into 2 sections, but I'll get into that in just a minute. On the label, it says dehydrated water, just add water. So I'm assuming that this works kind of like a nuclear reactor in which you shoot some water at this dehydrated water and it reaches a critical mass and then it just starts producing water. Let's see if that's true. So the 2 sides of the can, they're split into hydrogen atoms as well as oxygen atoms. So all you're supposed to do is just pour these atoms into a bowl and add water and there we go. So let's find out. So I sprinkle these just a little bit, gotta be very careful, and add a little water, and sure enough, there is now water in this bowl. Okay, this is like a miracle product.
Just so you know, I did have to use this product in a specially designed room filled with argon gas, because both hydrogen and oxygen in their molecular state are very flammable slash explodable, and I didn't want anything to react. Also, you have to keep this can of dehydrated water at extremely cold temperatures because you need to freeze the oxygen and the hydrogen, or they will just simply float away out of the can when you open the container. I stored mine right next to my supply of Pfizer vaccines. This is the product that keeps on giving. Once I started pouring the dehydrated water into bowls and glasses, I just add water, and it seems like this is pretty much an infinite supply. Water as much as you want, anytime you want. By reading the back of the container, I even got more ideas. For example, Jim P. from Tallahassee says, "Just add wine for a relaxing morning pick-me-up." That's a fantastic idea. I didn't even think about that. You can just add wine to the dehydrated water and you will get more wine. James has sent me a lot of stinkers over the months that we've been doing these reviews, but I have to say this one does not disappoint. Dehydrated water, 5 stars.
I've changed my mind. I do want to have children.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, well, come over to the closet. I have something to show you. This is Hans. He's from Germany, and he's 10 years old, and this is our child.
Guten Tag! You got a small German child without checking with me first? Jawohl, Mutter!
Well, you said you want kids, and I had one. I'd been keeping one just in case you came around, so we have a kid now.
I've been in the closet for a long time! How have I never noticed this young German child in my closet before?
I honestly don't know. Every time you go in there for your shoes, I keep expecting you'll see him. He's just been sitting in the back eating chocolate bars.
Left shoe, right shoe.
Yeah, Hans has been here for, 2 years now? I was just waiting for you to say you wanted kids.
It's lovely to see the sun again. We've had children for 2 years and I didn't know about it.
No.
This is not the child that I would have chosen.
Yeah, honestly, he's not the child I would have chosen too, but, you know, you get what you can take when you're looking for a closet child.
You're hurting my feelings.
If you don't want Hans, just tell him to his face. He'll go back in the closet again.
Please do not send me back into the closet. I'm sorry, Hans.
All right, Hans, you heard her. Back in the closet. Tell Rudy and Janine it's going to be a couple years.
Hey friends, it's James here with an Amazon product review. This week, John sent me the Ruby's Women's Misconception Wig, brown slash black, one size. This is a huge, fun wig. It is not actually brown or black, it is actually pink, but it is really fun. Big, done-up hair, crazy bangs. I put this thing on, and I will admit, it made me look very pretty. But the bangs were kind of at a weird angle, so I couldn't quite see because they kept falling over my eyes. I found that actually wearing a pair of high heels with the wig helped because then it kind of fixed that angle so I could properly see through the bangs. I wore this out to go Christmas shopping for my wife, and I ended up buying her a beautiful, beautiful dress, but I didn't want it to get wrinkled in the bag, so I went ahead and wore the dress home, along with a pearl necklace that I had purchased. I noticed then, actually walking home from my shopping, wearing the wig and being all done up like this, I got a lot of attention. It was the coolest thing ever. This wig is great. Well, now that I had gotten a taste of what this wig could do, I was not about to stop there. I took a few classes on how to do makeup, and eventually it got good enough that I was able to book a regular Wednesday night gig at the local bar, performing as Misconception. Boy, how did it take me this long to realize that drag is the best? I have so much fun, and I'm making so many dollars. Thank God for this wig. This just came at the perfect time in my life, and I couldn't be happier. Full 5 stars for this one for sure.
And that will wrap it up for today's episode of There Will Be Crossbows. Thank you so much for listening. And hey, whatever your holidays are, have happy ones of them. Hop on to Facebook and look up Crossbow Club, where you get behind the scenes stuff just for you. Also, wait until next week. You are going to lose your shit. James and I will be doing our end of year wrap up, which means 5 episodes next week. That's right, 5, containing our favorite clips from this past year. This is a week of episodes you do not want to miss, so make sure you subscribe right now in your favorite podcast feed. See you next week. Have a fantastic week, and we'll see you five times next week.
And there will be crossbows.